Okay, this week's useful expression is, it's a piece of cake.
It's a piece of
cake.
Cake.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, in Japanese we call it rakusho, chokantan, or asameshimae.
Asameshimae.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. Okay, let's try to have a conversation.
Okay, this. Hi. What kind of Japanese food would you like to have?
I'd like to have tempura.
Okay. By the way, do you know how to use chopstick?
Oh, it's a piece of cake.
Yes, that's how we use it.
なるほど。こうやって使うんだ。
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, 朝飯前 in English?
It's a piece of cake.
Very good. Good job.
やったー。いやー、もうこれでね、僕もね、英語圏で生活できそうだ。
Yep.
気がするっていう感じでね、
yep.
ロストイントランズレーションにならなくて済むみたいな感じですけども、はい、まあちょっと強引にね、今週のテーマ言っちゃいました。何気に今週のマイス東京、ロストイントランズレーションの、ね、人なんですよね、まあ、マイさん。
Yes, today our guest is my friend Lia Dubuk-Muega、うん、She experienced giving birth in Japan、うん、with a language barrier. She's not fluent in Japanese、うん、but she was able to safely give birth in Japan、うん、So we'd like to ask her about her experience.
言葉がわからない中で妊娠と出産を経験したアメリカ人の友達っていうことですよね。
そうです、yep.
はい。
Alright, so let's roll
My Eyes Tokyo。
東京チャタ、はい、世界中の素敵な皆さんに送る素敵なコーナー、東京チャタです、今週のテーマは、ロストイントランズレーションなんですけども、ここでリスナーの皆さんにお聞きしたいんですけど、例えば外国で、まあ、その国の言葉がほとんどわからないとき、病気にかかったらどうしますかっていうことですね。あとこれは特に女性の皆さんなんですけどね、言葉がわからない国で出産しなければならないときどうしますかっていうことなので、ちょっとこれをあの皆さん考えながら今日のね、まあ、インタビュートークをお聞きいただきたいんですけど、今週は言葉がわからない中で妊娠出産を経験した方がゲストです。スマイさん、ご紹介お願いします。
Yes, our guest today is MissLia, Lia Dubuk-Muega. So she's been living in Japan and she was an English teacher. Currently she's a housewife. She just gave birth and we want to ask her about her experience giving birth in Japan with a language barrier. Okay.
そうですね。じゃあ、まあ、あの主婦の方ですね、まあ、ずっとイングリッシュのティーチャーだったんですけど、
yes.
英語の先生だったんですけどね、で今あの出産を経験されたってことなんですけれども、じゃあ、早速ね電話つながってますね、
はい、
はい、じゃあ呼んでみましょうか。はい、リアさん、どうもこんにちは。
Hello, Lia.
Hello, こんにちは。 Hello, Lia.
こんにちは。 Hello.
こんにちは。
はい、で本当にあのこのラジオを聞きながら中には日本語が分からなくて、で出産の時はどうしたらよいのか分からないっていう方もいらっしゃるかもしれません。でまたそうでなくてもその外国での出産を控えて少し不安になっている方もいらっしゃるかもしれませんので、まあ、今週はそんな皆さんに送る東京チャッターなんですけども、じゃあ、はい、インツロダクションですね、
リア。
Hello.
Hi, where are you now?
そうですね、
I'm in Adachiku at my house.
Oh, you're in Adachiku. Okay, thank you for your time to join us on the show today
Thank you for calling and letting me share my story.
Great. So can you just give us a brief introduction about yourself and, you know, how you came here and how long you were living here before you gave birth?
Sure. I came here in 2005,
mm-hmm.
and I taught English in Yamagata, mm. and then I returned to Michigan, my state in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
And I finished college, and after university, I returned to Japan in 2008 and became English teacher.
Ah, okay.
So I've been living here full-time since 2008.
Uh-huh.
Now, 3 years.
I see. And where you live in Adachiku, were there hospitals, you know, with English support in your area?
No.
No.
So I had to make friends with my neighbors.
Uh-huh.
And actually, it was very helpful. One Japanese neighbor met me on the bus, and she started talking to me, and I told her, well, I was pregnant. She could see I was very pregnant. So she asked me where I'm having my baby, but I said, I don't know, because I couldn't find any hospital with English doctor. So she told me about her doctor.
Actually, I remember you said that you wanted to give birth at home.
Yes, at first I wanted to give birth at home because I wanted to control the situation of having my baby. I was afraid that I wouldn't understand the Japanese doctors and nurses and everything that was going on.
Yes.
So I thought if I had birth at my own house, then I would understand everything because it would just be me and hopefully one English midwife.
And
but I couldn't find any in my area.
Okay. None, huh?
No.
So what did you decide to do?
Well, I called the English emergency medical hotline. And I got some information about doctors in Tokyo, English-speaking doctors. And I visited two of them, but they... I didn't like their service. Actually, they spoke English pretty well, but they were a little bit rude, chotto. So I kept looking, and I kept asking my neighbors and my Japanese friends, who is your child's doctor? Who is your child's doctor? And finally, I found a Josain midwifery clinic, and So-sensei, the head midwife there, speaks English very well, and she was very kind to me and very supportive and took very good care of me while I was pregnant and while I delivered my baby safely. So I was very satisfied with my friend's recommendation.
Well, you know, it's interesting you brought that up because we actually introduced the medical translation
last
service.
Yes.
I mean, you talked about that, right?
Yeah, I got that number from the Adachi Kuyakusho, the city office. I went there and I asked, is there any English service for guiding for foreigners here in Tokyo? Because I need some help to find a good doctor. So they gave me the pamphlet with emergency medical service number in it. And that's how I called around and did some research. But ultimately, in the end, it was best to talk with my friends and neighbors because they know some good information, too, about doctors.
Yeah, I'm sure this is a very good, I mean, helpful information for everybody. Yeah, the Tokyo Metropolitan Medical Institution information. Yeah, and also they have emergency translation services, right? Yeah, so if you have some difficulties when you're visiting a hospital, yeah, they can translate in English or in their Japanese language.
I didn't use the emergency medical service.
Really?
I did just call them and ask them for information about English-speaking doctors in Tokyo. But yeah, so that is one of their services they do provide is to translate for you if you're at the hospital and you need assistance.
Yeah, they have five languages, right?
They have Tagalog, Spanish.
Oh, they have Tagalog too?
And English.
Yeah, and they also have Chinese, Korean, Thai, and Spanish language available.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, how was the actual experience of giving birth with a midwifery here?
I couldn't have asked for a better experience.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
honestly. Interesting. Weren't you scared with the language barrier?
I was more concentrating on just getting my baby out safely.
Right.
So sometimes there were times when the nurse and the midwife, they would talk to each other in Japanese and I couldn't understand everything.
Yeah.
But thankfully, my husband was with me all 22 hours of my labor, and he translated a little bit if there was some misunderstanding or if I didn't understand what was going on. He's Filipino, but he speaks more Japanese than me, so it was helpful to have him there.
That's good.
And how about the institution or clinic? It was a clinic, right?
Yes, a small clinic. It looks just like a regular house.
Okay.
And there's two birthing rooms downstairs, one with a pool and one with just tatami mat. So old-fashioned Japanese style. And then upstairs there are five recovery rooms. So only five women stay there at a time. And when I was there, it was just myself and one other lady, I think. So it was nice and quiet and calm and they cooked all my meals, delicious macrobiotic Japanese food. Oh, I never ate so good in my life.
Healthy. It was healthy,
really,
right?
Healthy, yes. Everything healthy.
Yeah, you need
all fresh
vegetables. Yeah, you need it.
Okay. But if they had English support, better English support in the hospitals, would you have preferred to give birth in a hospital? Or would, if you had to do it again, would you still choose a midwifery?
Yes, if I had to do it again, I would go to the same midwifery clinic.
So overall, it was a good experience.
Yes, it was. In the U.S., the hospitals are... they allow the women to have a little bit more control over their birthing experience. But in Japan, there's some very strict rules.
Yeah, there are a lot of rules.
The woman has to lay on her back to give birth to her baby, and I didn't want to do that. I wanted to walk around and stretch if I needed to. I did some research before deciding to have my baby at Josai and not hospital.
Oh, okay, that's good. But in the States, do they also have multiple language supports in hospitals? Do you know what?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe in the bigger cities, I'm sure they do. Like in Tokyo, actually, yeah. Maybe in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, those bigger cities, they probably do have multiple translators. Uh-huh. But in my town, surely, maybe Spanish only and then English in the smaller towns.
Yeah, Spanish, yeah, I'm sure they would. But I see. So I guess it's not unusual to have only one main language in the hospitals. Right.
Yeah, I'm in Japan, so I don't expect everyone to always speak English to me. Some people try, and that's good enough.
Well, that was very interesting, listening to her experience giving birth in Japan. Right. We'd like to share this information with our Japanese listeners as well. So, Tokuai-san, 日本語でちょっと説明お願いしますよ。
そうですね。この日本語の説明に関しては、すいません。曲を挟んでからお送りしたいなと思ってますので、ちょっとお待ちください。さあ、ここで1曲お送りしましょう。この番組のエンディングテーマソング、大変好評でしたね。で、ぜひともそのフルコーラスで聞かせてほしいっていう声がもうありました。なのでお送りしましょう。アイリンさん、曲紹介お願いします。
Okay, we would like to bring you the song entitled 情熱を取り戻そう by Cigarette Shivers。
どうぞ。さあ、後半の東京チャッターなんですけども、今週は日本語がわからない状態で日本での出産を経験されたリアドブクメーガさんをお迎えしているんですけど、まずね、ごめんなさい、日本人のリスナーさん、ほったらかしにしちゃったかもしれないので、まずはここでね、前半のまとめをしたいなと思ってるんですけどね。まずリアさんは自分の近所の人に聞いて、その英語でね、対応してくれる病院があるかどうかっていうことをね、探したんですけども、自分の周りでは見つからなかったって、ですよね。でもやっぱその助産婦さんでと一緒に産むことを、にこだわったってことですよね。なぜならばその、家で産みたかったと。なぜならその環境を自分でコントロールできるし、その日本語、ごめんなさい、英語が分からない人にちょっと託すっていうのはちょっと不安だったんですよね。でみんながやめた方がいいと言ったんですよね。
そう、実際に私は家で子供、赤ちゃん産みたいから、助産婦さんに来てもらうから通訳してくださいって私もお願いされて、でその時にちょっと私はすごい反対したんですねっていうのはあまりにも責任が重すぎるのと、万が一何かミスがあった時と、あとやっぱり家じゃなくてちゃんとした施設で産むことを、私だけじゃなくて彼女の家族とかも勧めたので、それでなんか助産院、のクリニックっていう方になって、でなんか周りのお友達とかに、相談したら、その助産院を紹介してもらったって言ってたんですよね。
この助産院さんがその宋先生、
宋先生って、言ってましたね。
でここは非常に、院長さんは宋先生は、英語が分かる方ですよね。でも、助産婦さんは英語がちょっと分からないので、さあそこで出てくるのが
旦那さん
ご主人ですね。キモさんです。
そうです、キモさん、
そうで、だからそ そんなに怖くなかったんですよと言ってましたね、
うん、そうずっとついてくれてましたよね、
まあうん、背中さすったりとか、
そうそうそう、水持ってくれたりとか、
愛の力強いですね、
うん、
で
その通訳もしてくれたから、うん、 そうですね、まあ、そんなに不安はなかったって言って、
そうですね、う
ん、なんかやっぱりサービスがすごく良かったって、ね、うんうんうん、言ってましたよ ね、 ね、食べ物もすごい、うん、
日本食でそうヘルシーで、
うん、なんか純和風っていうかその日本の家みたいなところで、うん、畳もあったってなんか言ってましたよね、
そういうこと言ってますよね、うん、はい、でそれであのこれ意外だったんですけど、そのリアさんの母国である、その故郷であるフルス、あのごめんなさい、アメリカですね、
そうですね、
こちらでその、まあ、外国のサポートはあるんですか、そういう病院って結構多いんですかって聞いたら、そんなない、
うん、そうそう、
これ意外です、
うんうん、まあ、彼女の出身地のミシガンではそんなにないって言ってたんで、うん、大都市の例えばニューヨークとかロサンゼルスに行けばあるって言ってましたね、
うんうん、そうですね、はい、まあ、そんな感じで、でも、ね、無事に生まれましたってことですね、で、うん、
また同じ、ね、あのその助産院、
うんうん、そうそうそう、
ですごい、うん、いい経験だったって言ってたんで、
そうですね、うん、
はい、
うん、なんですけど、どうですか、こういうそのアイリンさんこういうお話を聞いて、ご自身の経験とかの、ね、
う
ん、踏まえてね、
そうですね、私も大変だったんですね、まずその病院はどこにあるか、
うん、
で、あの保険はどうなるか、
あ、なるほどね、
でまた病院行ったら、うん、専門用語がもう聞いたこともない日本語もたくさん聞かされて、
十数年前ですもんね、
そうですね、うん、もう今から16年前になるんですけど、はいはいはいはい、もう頭の中もハテナだらけでしたよね、
そうですね、うん、はい、そうですね、そんな感じで、まあ、アリさん、まあ、大先輩ってことだったんですけど、うん、はい、
その時はその通訳サービスはなかった、
なかったんですね、っていうか誰も紹介してくれなかった、多分なかったんですね、うん、もしあったらものすごくもう、
そうですね、
役に立つっていうか、もう本当に helpful information、
そうですよね、
うん、
はい、まあ、そんな感じでね、まあ、経験語っていただけるわけですけど、なんかね、そのまあおすすめ の、 そのまあ外国人に対してもね、この助産院で の、 その出産というのはすごくそのまあおすすめなのかなっていう、これはちょっとお聞きになってみたいですね、
そうですね、リア、
yes.
Hey, we're back on the air. So,
hello.
Hi, overall your experience giving birth in the midwifery here in Japan, would you say you can recommend it to other non-Japanese people?
Absolutely, My experience at the Matsuji ga Oka Josain was really terrific. Mm-hmm. I think even maybe better than U.S. care.
Oh, really?
So I would definitely recommend So-san and her whole team of midwives. I would recommend them to any gaijin, any foreigners here, and any Japanese here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
そうですね。まあじゃあこのあのインフォメーションね、ぜひ、まあ私のブログにも載せたいし、その So 先生とかあと Matsuji ga Oka。
はい。
ですよね、
助産院、
うん、あのこれはちょっとブログとあとフェイスブックにも、ね、載せておきたいんですけども、それであのそう先ほど、ね、お話出てきた旦那さんですね、こちらは今足立区でしょうかね、今一緒にいらっしゃるんでしょうか、
うん、Leah, you mentioned your husband being very supportive earlier, right?
Yes, he is.
Right, is he with you now?
He is volunteering up north now.
North, ということは
In Miyagi?
In Miyagi and Fukushima and other places where the tsunami hit really bad against the coast.
That's
cool. So we're Christian missionaries here in Tokyo, so we volunteer our time to teach English and volunteer with the community. And so that's what he's doing now. Our church, New Hope in Ochinomizu, they take teams every week. Like a 5-day trip, and they take weekend trips also, 2-day trip up to Miyagi. So he's going now. This is his fourth trip. He's up there volunteering, bringing water and cleaning supplies to the churches, and then they're distributing them to the people who still have no water. Still only 1% of the Japanese have water in Miyagi-ken.
I see. Well, that's great information.
And- Can other people join?
Yeah.
The volunteer?
Yeah, the volunteer.
Absolutely. We always need more volunteers. We especially need people who like to clean and do very humble jobs, like just delivering food and delivering water and cooking for the people who are still living in the schools and living in the shelters. And we do back massages because everyone's sleeping on the ground. like... So we especially need very humble people And drivers. We need lots of drivers.
Okay. Well, that's good information to know. And Leah, if you can give us some details, we'd like to post that on our blog as well for people who would like to join the activity.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
うん、あのなんかね、そうですね、ちょっとエクスプレインさせていただきます。ジャパニーズでね、あの今旦那さんはあのですね、東北地方に行ってらっしゃって、宮城県とかで、まあもうこれで4回目だと、
う
ん、で水とか持ってってるわけですね、水
そうですね、
で、まあそちらのリアさんの教会でしょうかね、旦那さんの教会でもあるし、リアさんの教会ではもう今でもボランティアをね、
そうです、
受け付けてますよと。
毎週行ってる、
ね、毎週行ってるんですね、ですよね、
う
ん、なんでお旦那さん4回目、うん、すごいです、うん、なのでちょっとこのインフォメーションについてはぜひともね、うん、あの載せたいなと。
そう、他の人もね、うん、あの参加できるらしいんです、ね、
そうですよね、いろんな人が参加できるということなのでね、うん、すいませんカットインしちゃいまして
And Leah, if actually your husband would be willing, we would like to interview him when he gets back about his experience volunteering up north. So maybe we'll contact you about that as well.
Okay.
Okay. So thank you very much for your time today, Leah. It was very interesting hearing about your experience giving birth here in Japan, especially a midwifery, which is, I think, kind of unusual for a foreigner here. So, yeah.
そうですね、ありがとうございます。本当に今週のゲストは日本語がほとんどわからない中で出産を経験されましたリア・ドゥブク・ムエガさんでしたね。ありがとうございました。
ありがとう。
Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.